And with that, on behalf of each and everyone at the radio pulpit, Abosheni, Molweni, Sawubona, Tubela, Machalonia, Vudi, good morning, Goeiemôre. From Vusiliu, handling the technical side of life, you're Stoelie Wynand Rousseau. Each and everyone here at Radio Pulpit, wherever you are on God's earth this morning, and you are able to listen, to hear, to see, to taste, to smell things that we so easily take for granted, I greet you in the precious name of the gentle healer, the merciful, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, wherever you are. You're on his wake-up list this morning. What a privilege that is on this, the 14th of February. What's unique about this month is there's four Mondays, four Tuesdays, you guessed it, Wednesdays, Thursdays, you guessed it, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Comes around once every 800 years, and you're here to experience it. 4 days of every day in the week for the month. And so, not just that special, but special that in this day and age, the 14th of February 2025, we can proclaim the gospel unto the ends of the earth. We can preach the name of the Lord Jesus Christ freely from God's footstool here at the most southern tip of Africa, over the continent of Africa, and who knows where the Lord is taking this signal this morning. In the early hours of this morning, as God woke me up, I asked, Lord, what is it you want me to share this morning? And driving to studio, speaking to the Lord, and Lord, speaking to my spirit man, Lord, let it not be the thoughts of man, fleshly opinion, but let it be God's spirit who works through us, through you, through me. And I pray that the Lord will open up your spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, to hear what the word of the Lord says this morning. There's a wonderful story in Matthew. Matthew 8, verse 5 to 13. What makes it wonderful is there was a moment in time that this really happened. It's not just words up in the air, but this really happened. There was a centurion, a man of power, a man of influence. And the Bible says, yet, ten spite van, power and influence. Hy was geldse baas gewees. Hy was a man met mag en gesag. And then the Bible says, yet, when this one centurion's servant became ill, this centurion sought help from the great physician. And this is what he said to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, speak a word and my servant will be healed. And God, who created this being, this spirit called the centurion, the Bible simply calls him a centurion, Christ himself said, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. The Bible says, and his servant was healed that same hour. Faith, my brother, my sister, is not only a saving faith, but it's also a healing faith. The Word of God promises divine healing. The Word of God promises miracles. And if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then Psalms 107 verse 20 holds true in the early hours of this morning. 5 minutes after six, on this the 14th of February. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Some translation says pits. Uit die kuile van verderf het hy hulle gered. Psalms 107 verse 20. I've highlighted that. And I've shared the story on radio about a man that was lying in ICUs, sort of in a coma, floating in and out of reality. And all he remembered is that somebody stood next to his bed and read this scripture. You can your hospital spanner, these teams that go to hospital to pray for the sick. One of those guys who walked into this particular room, and all he did was he read Psalms 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. In the first promise of healing, the Lord himself says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians. The Bible says, for I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15 and verse 26. I want to ask you something. What is it that you're struggling with this morning? I know there are dreaded diseases, critical illnesses that kills people. And yes, eventually it all has to come to an end and we die of something. But what is it you trust the Lord for to heal you this morning? David said that God's Medicare program was so successful for the Israelites that he also brought them out with silver and gold. And then the Bible says, and there was none feeble amongst them, his tribes. Psalms 105, 37. None feeble amongst them. And this morning, whoever is willing to listen, whoever is willing to trust the Lord, healing is not a result of wishful thinking. The centurion didn't wish healing upon his servant. You know what he did? He sought the one who had the power to heal. I want to say it slowly and I want to say it out loud and clear so there's no misunderstanding. Jesus, the Son of God, God himself. The Bible says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. Listen to this, by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53. When you read those scriptures, you hear words like born. You hear words like carry. There's sympathy in them. They talk about the substitution, a removal of a thing being born when Jesus said, it is finished, death and all its power was conquered, including the power of sickness, including disease. Do you know that sickness and disease is subservient to the Lord Jesus Christ? I believe that. I have seen that with my own eyes. Jesus never turned away anyone seeking healing. He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities, he bore our sicknesses." And there are many people listening this morning to this radio broadcast. And we want to seize these words and make it our own. I'm not sure what you're struggling with this morning. Perhaps you can WhatsApp me. Not your name, not your street address, not the province and the country which you're in, but the disease, the illness you're struggling with. I drove past a very well-known hospital the other day, and I was reminded that 7 years ago I was lying there in ICU. Blocked arteries, stents to be inserted into the veins of my heart. But God spoke to me more about blocked spiritual arteries than anything else. And we struggle with blocked spiritual arteries in this country. You just have to look at social media. See the way we speak at each other, the pride that we're struggling with, the hatred, the unacceptance. When we speak about healing, I know there's physical healing needed, but more than ever, there's spiritual healing also needed in this country. Spiritual healing. He himself bore our sins on that body, in his body on that tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. If you read that scripture, my brother, my sister, that verse talks about sin and righteousness, not sickness and disease. And sometimes we claim out of context, we claim these things for us. Yes, I'm talking about physical healing, but I'm also talking about spiritual healing. Do you know that you've been forgiven? Do you know that Christ paid the ultimate price? It is finished. It is done. Speaking of forgiveness and being saved, and if you look at 1 Peter 2, verse 24, not physically healed. And yes, in this modern day and age, some people are physically healed when they place their faith, they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, their faith. And some would say, yeah, but it's not always the case. The Apostle John gives us a proper perspective. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Listen, I want to say this. God still performs miracles. God still heals people. Sickness, disease, pain, death, realities in this world, right here, right now. And unless the Lord Jesus returns, everyone who is alive today will die. The vast majority of them, Christians included, will die as a result of physical problems. That's a fact of life. Disease, sickness, injury. Ultimately, our physical healing awaits us in heaven. The Bible says there will be no more pain, no more sickness, no more disease, no more suffering, no more death. Revelation 21, it's a promise that God makes to his beloved, to the bride. I want to say this to you, whether or not God grants us physical healing in this world, are you willing to trust his goodness? Are you willing to focus your hope on heaven, where we will no longer have to deal with physical problems? Revelation 21, verse 4, describes a healing that we all long for. The Bible says he will wipe away tears from our eyes. The Bible says there will be no more death. There will be no more mourning. There will be no more crying. There will be no more pain. For the older order of things has passed away. Are you willing to put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? And yes, spiritual healing, physical healing. Jesus said to the church, "He who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also. The greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name." John 14:12. That's a promise that's never been rescinded. And so, I want to use the words of the centurion this morning. I want to use the words of the centurion this morning. "Speak a word and my servant will be healed, Lord." Matthew 8:8. Because I believe with every fiber in my being, we can ask on the Lord Jesus Christ. We can cry out to him. He's the one that touches. He's the one that heals. He's the one that restores. I want to pray with you this morning. If there's any dreaded disease, anything that you're struggling with this morning, that you're trusting the Lord to heal you from this morning, then you can WhatsApp me. 082-657-2729. Not your name. God knows your name. Psalms 139 says, "Even the hair on your head is counted." God knows your circumstances. God knows whether you need spiritual healing, physical healing. God knows. The Lord Jesus Christ knows. The very oxygen that I'm breathing right here behind this microphone in the studio, you are breathing, and as much as oxygen is omnipresent and everywhere, God is omnipresent and everywhere. In your home right now, in your car right now, what a profound thought. At your place of work right now, the trees in the field clap their hands, the mountains leap with joy. God is everywhere. Dit waarvoor jy die Here vertrou, vir oggend, om jou aan te raak, om jou te genees. The list of sickness and disease is just endless. Many years ago, my mom was paralyzed, suffered a stroke, completely paralyzed on the one side, immediately in a blink of an eye became a patient unto my father. Even his speech was affected. I will never forget that morning that I asked her. I said, "Mom, if you could have life all over again, would you ask the Lord to that you could pass this cup, that you don't have to drink this cup, this paralysis, this stroke?" And in a broken voice, she said to me, "If I can have my life over, I will accept this stroke again, because it has brought me so close to the Lord Jesus Christ. I now have time as I'm lying here to pray and speak with him." It just blew me away. It just blew me away. There are people struggling with cancer. There are people struggling with heart failure, heart attacks, heart valve replacement, kidney failure, multiple sclerosis. There are people in comas right now, loss of speech. Blind people, deaf people, dumb people, liver disease. The list is just endless. There are people that are struggling with AIDS this morning. We sometimes tend to forget that. And we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. We turn to the living God in the early hours of this morning. And I want to use the words of the centurion. I want to speak God's word over you. because Jesus is the Word. My Bible says in 1 John 5 and verse 7, there are three who testify: God the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Jesus is the Word. John chapter 1, verse 1, read it. In the beginning was the Word. And when I quote to you Psalms 107, verse 20, I'm sharing with you the life-giving Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 19 says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Is that you? And He saved them out of their distress. Verse 20, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and His wonderful works to the children of man. Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. There are people that says, I'm struggling with spiritual healing, struggling with smoking, struggling with drug addiction. I so wish you can see this list in front of me. Somebody that typed out in capital letters, Lord, heal me. Touch me this morning on this Friday morning, 22 minutes after 6, 14 February. Lord, touch me. I ask in the mighty, majestic name of Jesus. Somebody that says, I'm struggling with my right shoulder, my arm. Iemand wat sê, my hart is stikkend oor my man se pornografie en die verwerping van hom. Spiritual brokenness, tiredness. Somebody that says, I'm struggling with stubbornness, I'm struggling with anger, I'm struggling with headaches. This morning, iemand wat sê, my kind se oë is beskadig in 'n ongeluk. 20 jaar oud. The list is just endless. And so sickness and disease is a reality as we speak. Shall we do what the centurion did and go to the Lord Jesus Christ? Speak a word, O Lord, and my servant will be healed. Faith is not only saving faith, but it's healing faith. The word of the Lord in Psalms 103, it says, who forgive all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems you from the life of destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things. I want to take away the music slowly in the background, and I don't want to manipulate the moment, the hour, right here, right now, with some soft music. It's just you and I before the Lord. And I want to cry out to the Lord for your healing this morning, and that you would believe with me that God would do great and wondrous miracles this morning. Great and wondrous miracles. Because we serve a good God, an infinitely good God. Jeremiah 33 and verse 6, nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Are you willing to stand with me before the Lord this morning? Father, Heavenly Lord, unseen, omniscient, Holy Spirit, Lord, you know who needs restoration. Lord, you know who needs to be set free from addiction. You know, Lord, you created us. You know who needs to be restored this morning. Yield. And the list of critical illnesses, dreaded diseases, is just endless. But more than anything else in this country, Lord, we need spiritual healing. Restore our souls this morning, Lord. Become our first love again. Our first love, Messiah Yeshua, Jesus. Lord, become our first love. And then according to your word, Lord, send it out this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed. Just lift up your hands before the radio. Lift your hands towards the heavens, because it's not radio that's going to heal you this morning, but it's the Holy Spirit, God Himself. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed this morning. In Jesus' name I pray.
The gentle healer came
amen
into our town
and amen.
Today.